You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. It's Food Friday, and this week we're talking about cooking with our kids. Learning to cook can be a great hands-on experience for children, one that many of us might remember from our own childhood. And our guest says you can do it with surprisingly healthy food. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you gotten your kids involved in the kitchen? What are some of their favorite things to make and or help out with? What advice do you have for other parents for cooking with their children? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Tara Verma is a Madison-based cooking instructor and the owner of Yummy Sprout, which offers classes for kids and parents on cooking and healthy food. Tara, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You've worked with a lot of kids, Tara, including your own, I think. Can you talk about why it's such a great learning experience to get kids involved in cooking?
Absolutely. And yes, I have definitely cooked a ton with my own kids as well as thousands of kids. I think it's such a great thing to do because it really helps kids connect to their food and sort of a very meaningful way for them to learn how it sort of nourishes their body.
I've got teenagers. They can cook a full meal by themselves, but start at the earliest ages. When can we get kids involved? What are the first things they could start to help out with?
You can absolutely get kids involved at a very young age. You know, from the time they're toddlers, I mean, definitely when they're a baby, you're already sort of modeling that behavior. But when they're toddlers, they can be helping you wash and scrub the vegetables, juicing lemons. We do cooking classes for kids as young as two. So I really feel that you can start really young with sort of those basic tasks and get them really excited about helping in the kitchen.
You've done a lot of in-person cooking classes with parents and kids over the years. How have you handled this last year with virtual training? How has that worked out?
That has definitely been a major, major shift for us, but we have done a lot of virtual classes. We've been doing virtual classes sort of the entire year. We shifted some of our classes that we do at area preschools to virtual, and then sometimes we're outside. So we've had a good mix of things. And we actually have a family cooking class, a virtual family cooking class coming up next month. And that's been really fun because we can kind of see everybody in their own kitchens and we're all sort of cooking together. So it's actually been a great experience.
I know you're not just interested in cooking with kids, but also in making healthy food with them. Can you talk about why that's been a focus for you?
Yeah, absolutely. When I was first sort of creating this business, I really didn't see much in that area. All of the stuff that was cooking for kids was really geared towards sort of like things that people sort of thought kids like, which was all, you know, junk food, which there's a time and a place, you know, for that for sure. But I really wanted to give sort of the idea that healthy food could be fun. And one thing I've definitely learned over the years is that kids actually love healthy food. I have run into just as many kids who like vegetables that like chocolate. You know, you can never predict what kids are going to like. Everyone's very different. But kids actually love healthy food.
Is there something about helping make the food themselves that gets a little more buy-in from kids to maybe try that healthier stuff that if, you know, I just plopped it down in front of them, they might not go for?
Oh, absolutely. 10 out of 10 on that one. Kids are way more likely to try a food if they're involved in cooking it, if they're involved in even deciding what to make. You know, they can help you meal plan and pick recipes. And they really can express their creativity in cooking. I think that's what's so great for them to get that pride. They're so proud of what they created that it's hard for them not to at least try it.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Tara Verma, owner of Madison-based Yummy Sprout, where she and other instructors teach classes for kids and parents on cooking and on, as we heard, healthy foods. You shared a recipe with us, Tara. I guess this one's kind of a big hit. It's a cherry berry smoothie bowl. We've got it up at WPR.org/Food Friday. Tell us a little bit about this smoothie bowl, please.
Absolutely. This is one that, well, my girls, they absolutely adore it, but then also lots of cooking classes that we've done. And I love it because there is so much room for creativity. And it's super easy. You make a smoothie and then instead of just drinking it from a cup, you put it in a bowl and let them really decorate the top almost like an art project. And you can give them, you know, healthy things to choose from, fruit, chocolate chips, even coconut. Really, the creativity there, the possibilities are kind of endless, and they really have fun decorating it. And then most kids, you know, gobble it up, and you've got this bowl of smoothie.
And you mentioned there a couple times creativity and the visual look of it. Is that this a place where kids can kind of really run wild and have fun with cooking?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a big part. If it's building life skills for your future. And so if they have fun and it's creative to them, it gives them that positive relationship with it. And so later on in your life, when you have to cook to survive, to feed yourself, it's such a great life skill to sort of learn in that positive way when you're young.
There's a lot of different levels of cooking. And with kids, we're of course thinking about, okay, we've got some hot things going on, some knives. You know, I'm still a little scared of our food processor. Talk about safety and getting kids into those types of cooking a little more safely.
Absolutely. That's a really big concern for parents is safety. You know, they're sort of like not sure where to start. I think getting your kids started on some of those things you might be scared of young in a safe way is really helpful. You can get kid safe knives. They sell them a lot of different places. We have some on yummysprout.com as well. And they're plastic, but they're serrated, so they will do a fairly good job of cutting most things, but they're a lot safer than maybe some of the knives you have in your kitchen that you don't want to just hand over to your three-year-old. But getting them cutting, you know, really young and practicing those skills will really help them gain confidence, and it'll help you be a lot less scared of letting them try those things out.
It's spring. We're getting the earliest glimmerings of spring produce, and the summer is coming, of course. Tara, what are some of the, you know, seasonal things that we see that have been big hits with the kids you've worked with over the years?
I would say for sure, as we're getting into spring and summer, one thing that kids love making is pickles. You can pickle almost any vegetable. So if you have stuff growing in your garden, you know, a lot of times we'll do it with cucumbers, but you can really pickle most vegetables. And it's super easy to make a quick little brine with honey and vinegar and, you know, they'll stay in a jar in the fridge for a few days. Kids love making them. And I've had so many kids try the pickles that were not big on pickles just because they were so proud that they made these pickles. Jam is another great one. Vegetable soup is another great one.
Yeah, vegetable soup. You told our producer that that is a pretty big hit with kids for making and then theoretically eating. Why has that been so appealing to the kids you've worked with?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not sure the magic formula of it, but the very first time we made it at a camp, this was probably 6 or 7 years ago, I kind of was like, I don't know if this is going to go over, but let's try it. And I was shocked at how many kids, not only did they love making it, all the different chopping elements, really actually loved and ate the soup. And I was like, I thought like all those vegetables together might be scary. But and since then, it has been such a huge hit. Kids really love vegetable soup. And they're, I think, so much more likely to try it if they make it than if they eat it from a can.
Now, you're teaching kids a lot of your own recipes, but have you found great references that you'd point people toward, whether that's a cookbook that's kid-friendly or websites or wherever you might point people to?
Absolutely. Well, we have a lot of recipes on our website too, but there's a lot of great websites out there that, you know, we love to use for inspiration. And there's also a lot of great cookbooks for kids. One website I'll mention is Wealicious. That's a great one. They have tons of kid-friendly recipes. But you don't be afraid. Don't feel like you need to get a kid cookbook. While there are some really great ones, any cookbook you have in your kitchen, surprisingly, if you let your kids look through that, even if they can't quite read yet, they might see some pictures they like. Or if they can read, you know, I've given my daughters my cookbooks and just a stack of Post-its, and they'll just go through and tag all the recipes that they're excited to try. And that in itself can really get kids inspired to cook.
And your website is yummysprout.com. Do I remember that right?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Now, can you give us leave us with a final pep talk, Tara, as we head into the late spring and summer for parents to get their kids cooking alongside them?
Absolutely. A little pep talk. It is really beneficial. I know it can be scary for parents because it can be kind of messy and you kind of have to be prepared for a little bit of mess, but it's such a great thing to do for your kids. And it's a great bonding thing for you to do with your kids, because instead of becoming, oh, making dinner is this chore and this task you have to do, it becomes a chance to make memories with your kids and to really have that sort of bond. So my advice is don't wait for special occasions to cook. Cook on a Tuesday night. Cook whenever you get a chance with your kids.
Tara, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Tara Verma is the owner of Yummy Sprout, a Madison-based company offering cooking classes for kids and parents. You can find the recipe she shared for a cherry berry smoothie bowl at wpr.org/foodfriday. You could find more recipes at her website. Again, that's yummysprout.com.